last flight of the Sparrow. A diplomatic spaceship speeds his way through the hyperspace, its crew and passengers unconscious in the cryogenic sleep, unaware of the terrible fate that looms upon them. Yet, it begins. Time to wake up already. Oh well, I guess it's time to get to work. You are Tiak Balint, and you are the head of security of this diplomatic spaceship, Sparrow 12. Said ship is en route from the orbital interception 46F to the planet Tinoza 2, transporting passengers of diplomatic class 2. As part of your job, you must keep the crew and the passengers under control and prevent any trouble, act of violence, or sabotage during the journey. Which feels like it's going to be pretty boring, as most of the people in the ship will remain in cryogenic sleep during the 3 standard days that will take the hyperjump. Anyway, it's time to get to work. Tiak is still a bit disoriented from the sudden awakening. What should he do first? You try to log on into the ship intranet and database, but an error message pops. Apparently, the server is offline. This should not happen. You should talk with someone about it. Maybe the head engineer, or even the captain himself. You think that a coffee will be nice, but you will need to go to the canteen to get one. You decide to talk to the head engineer before bothering the captain with what might be a minor problem. You take your elementary weapon. It's an energy stun gun. It should be able to leave someone unconscious for 20 minutes or so, without damaging heavily the nervous system of the victim. Being a diplomatic class 2 flight, the passengers in the spaceship aren't too important. Just a step above the regular bureaucrat, so it's a job classified of minimum security. The weapons aboard are heavily restricted and no lethal weaponry is allowed on board. The red, white and blue shield over the cabinet is the emblem of the Maurian Republic, your people. The cabinet probably contains reglementary security equipment. You wonder if you should take a look before heading away. The other cabinet is just the fuse box for the automatic door and general electricity in your room. You feel like you should mess with that without a good reason. Yes, that in the corner is a camera. You should be able to access to the recordings of the many cameras installed in the ship, if only your terminal worked. You open the equipment cabinet. Inside you find your ID card. It should grant you access to most zones in the ship. There's also your PDA. It should contain useful tools, like a list of passengers, maps, notebook, logs, etc. Unfortunately, most of those services will require a connection with the main server, which is currently down. But it will probably still be useful. And two servo cameras. It's similar to the ones mounted on the walls, but these ones in particular have micro AG fields incorporated. You could program them to patrol certain areas of the ship, and they will send the recording to the main server, or even directly to the PDA, if you wish so. You ponder about what to get, or if you should just get all the stuff in the cabinet. You decide to keep the servo cameras, but you still haven't decided to keep them both, or place one in the hallway next to your room. As you suspected, most functions of your PDA are down with the mainframe. But at least the ETA countdown is still programmed. Wait a moment. You should be waking up 10 minutes ago after the hyperjump, but it's been 30 minutes and you didn't take more than 5 minutes getting dressed and ready. What's the meaning of this? Oh, and the door won't open. Great, this is starting to get weird. You open the fuse box and dear God, what is this? What a clusterfuck. Okay, let's see, you can see the other side of the hallway. That means that the fuse box is also open to the other side. That's really weird. Now, there's 4 cables, red, yellow, green and blue, attached to 8 different fuses. And it seems that you can only detach and attach the ones to the upper side. The ones in the lower side are fixed in place. One of the upper fuses has a drawing of a door, made in with chalk. Okay, now what should I do? I don't think that I should try random connecting and disconnecting cables. This thing seems really unstable. you decide to check your PDA, but unfortunately, it lacks a database in its memory. It relies on the mainframe to get all this data. You suppose that you could add all that data manually if you had no other choice, but you think that it would be wiser to try to ask someone competent with these things before anything else. You decide to check the other door in your cabin before going anywhere else. It leads to the brig. Here's where you should lock any dangerous individual attempting on the Sparrow safety. The room is divided by a force shield that can be activated and deactivated with the card reader next to it. There's also a cabinet in the wall. You aren't sure about what is in there. Inside the cabinet, you find a pair of heavy-duty gloves that you put in your inventory. Nothing else. Yes, it was the card reader that opens the force field. You could come back to your cabin, staring at the mess of cables that is keeping you away from your duties. You have the suspicion that some of these cables must control other devices in your room. Anyways, you can try to solve this mess, or stick one of the cameras to the cables and try to do something helpful with them. What will it be? You are starting to have a clear idea about what to do with the cables, but you decide to be careful and send the camera first. The hallway seems clear. All doors seem to be closed except the one to the left. Strange. What to do now? As you are about to swap the cables, the camera turns around to check the other side of the corridor. But it hasn't still started to turn around when some object quickly flashes near the border of the visual field. And then, you don't receive a signal anymore. You ready your stun gun and swap the red and blue cables. There's a loud click at the door. The problem is that it's open a type of game. Success! But wait a moment, something is not right here. What? You can't help to let out a surprised gasp when somebody, apparently wearing a hazard suit, blocks the vision of the corridor on the other side of the opening. Man, you scared me. Who are you anyways, and what the heck is going on here? And what are you doing? Shit, hands off. The figure in the hazard suit doesn't speak a word and interrupts your question by only reaching for you with his huge hand through the fuse-box gap. With his shooting action, he knocks off almost every cable attached in the box. You try to step back, but the stranger holds you firmly, and you aren't strong enough to free yourself from his grasp. You shoot at him in the face, but the hazard suit protects him from the low energy beams of your gun. You try to claw his glove off, but it's not a glove, it's attached to the rest of the suit. Oh! Suddenly, the man pulls you violently against the wall, and the room is spinning around you. Everything